Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that a lot of people say they have, but they really don't. We're going to talk about something that a lot of people get misconstrued with religion. Yeah. Before I tell you what it is, let me light my thing. What the hell? Banana Kush. Anyways, stoners, let me tell you a story. Okay? A blind man saw a quart in the water. A man with no arms picked it up. A man with no clothes put it in his pocket. Now you wondering, how could all this be? Am I tripping? What am I actually smoking? You want to know how these three men did all these impossible things? Faith. That's what we're going to be talking about today, stoners. A lot of people say that they have faith, right? But no, you don't, because you don't bet on yourself. See, that's what a lot of people have misconstrued, okay? They think faith is something you have to have in God, you know, and hallelujah and all this other good stuff. No. I'm not talking about the Almighty One. I'm talking about faith in yourself. I'm talking to the stoners out there that give a bad name to stoners. Okay, stoners? I apologize if my voice is a little raspy. And it's not really up to par. I was screaming last night. But anyways, if you want to do something, do it. It's that simple. It's that simple, stoners. In today's world, with today's technology, right, there is literally no excuse for you not to be doing whatever it is you want to do. I don't care what it is. If you want to be the world's best plumber, right, you hone your skills, start your Facebook page, an Instagram page, Twitter page, and you get going. Showcase your work. If you want to be a podcaster, like your guy is right now, right, stoners? Go ahead on, download the Anchor app. Go ahead on and download other apps that just with the touch of a button, with the flip of your phone, you can be podcasting. You want to start a TV show? Go to YouTube. You don't want a regular 9 to 5, excuse me. But you do have a car. Be a Lyft driver. Be Uber. Uber Eats. Like, today's time, like, I'm an 80s baby and I'm a 90s child. I grew up in the 90s, so it was a lot harder to do a lot of the things that we're doing today so easily. That's why we take it for granted. But I'm here to tell you, stoners, let's think about those three men I was talking about earlier, okay? The first guy, blind. Can't see nothing. He didn't know there was a quart in the water, but he had faith in himself. Unafraid and unapologetic. Oh, I said that word all wrong. But unafraid, stoners. He bent down, reached into that water, and pulled out a quarter. Now, a lot of people, just because you can't see the opportunity, right? Because there's not a dollar sign connected to the opportunity. Because somebody's not laying out the format for you piece by piece. You would just mosey on along past that one opportunity. What about the guy with no arms? He picked that quarter up. Now you're thinking, oh, I'm supposed to believe if I don't have any arms, BC, that I'm going to be... No, I'm going to tell you exactly what that part of the story means. You can start out with nothing and end up with everything. Huh, stoners? Talk to me. You never heard of the phrase, turn something out of nothing? Make a mountain out of a molehill. You don't need everything to become what you already are. Okay? Let's go to that third guy, stoners. He put it in his pocket even though he didn't have any clothes. Now, what does that mean? That means simply this. Just because you don't have what you think you may need doesn't mean you can't do the impossible. Just because you looking at Ninja and he got this glorious game room with the $300-something chair and a $5,000 setup and millions of followers and da-da-da, just because you don't have all of that does not mean you can't get there. That's what that whole African proverb is about. It's about the man himself who believes that he is blind to what he needs to do to provide for his family. But even though he is blind to that fact, he stepped out into the world and he let his presence be known and he handles his business and he gets that quarter. No, I'm sorry. He seized the quarter because he wasn't afraid to go for the opportunity, even though he didn't see a dollar sign towards it, even though he didn't see a promising role, but he did see himself in that opportunity. And that's what we all are, stoners. We're all blind to the fact and afraid to take that leap. You feel because you don't have arms, you can't reach out and grab. I know that was kind of crazy, but I'll run that back for you. You think because you don't have a regular 9-to-5, you can't raise up the money to get the things you need to get your studio going. You think because you don't have a car, right, you can't borrow a friend's car and do Uber Eats. You think, right? Because, and the thing about it is, I'm going to stop right there. The thing about it is, though, with people who don't have faith in themselves, they will always come up with another reason why I can't. See, I believe in the all I need people rather than the nah but people. See, I'm an all I need type of person. You show me a problem, I'll be like, all right, well, look, all I need is a blah, 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 and I'm going to get over it. When the lights went out in your family's house and y'all didn't have no heat, well, shit, all you need is your stove. Turn the stove on, turn the oven on, you'll be good. Most people be like, man, we got to get out of here. We can't even like help ourselves, man. It's crazy out here, man. We got to get out of here, man. Anybody? We got to go stay in a hotel because the lights are out. Everybody that's from the hood knows exactly what I'm talking about. They know about growing up with no arms, no clothes, and blind to the fact. Hell, they know about their parents being the exact same way. But we always made it. So why can't you have that same faith in yourself, stoners? I want to give y'all motivation. If you listen to my earlier podcast, this is a, I forgot which one I put it on, but I had heard a story from a preacher, right? And he told a story about bamboo. Now, like I said, I've said this on an earlier podcast, but for those of y'all who are new to my podcast, I'll give you the scoop on the bamboo story. It was very inspirational. Now, anybody who's, if you don't know about bamboo, I'm sorry, this blunt is thick. But if you don't know about bamboo, bamboo takes about 6 weeks to grow, 6 to 9 weeks to sprout out of the ground, right? You got to plant it like 6 feet deep or whatever. And it takes 6 to 9 weeks to sprout. But once it sprouts, like, it only takes maybe a couple of weeks and then it gets high as hell. So the story goes, that's the process of bamboo growing. So the story goes is this. Your dreams, your ambitions, what you want to be in life, that's your bamboo. And whatever you're doing right now, whether it be nothing, whether it be something, whether it be a little, whether it be a lot, whatever you're doing right now is watering or not watering your bamboo. Now, let's say you're striving to be the greatest rapper ever, right? And you've been doing, you know, I hate to use entertainment all the time, but, you know, I'm in entertainment business, so we're going to move forward amicably from that. But anyways, your dream is to be a rapper. Now, you've been watering that dream for so long. It's planted deep, so it's not going nowhere. And you've been watering it. People walking by ask you, man, why are you watering that patch of ground? Ain't nothing growing there. You need to move on to something else. But you don't listen to them. They don't know. So you just keep watering your dream. Keep watering your dream. They laughing at you. You look stupid. You're out there watering a patch of ground. Nobody sees what you see. They're blind to the fact. So you watering it. You watering it. You ask a couple of your friends, hey, you mind coming help me water this dream right fast? Nah, man, I ain't got time for that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no arms. I ain't trying to reach out and help you like that right now, bro. But you keep watering and you keep watering. Next thing you know, bah, something happens. And all you need is that little bit of that one yes. And then you sprout. I really hope y'all get the metaphor. Nobody's gonna help you be greater than they are. And it makes no sense to minimize yourself to make other people feel big. Have faith in yourself and move forward. Stop thinking about I can't, or the problem is, or man, if I do this, this is going to happen. A wise man once said, fear and worry is a misuse of the imagination. Okay, fear and worry is a misuse of your imagination. You can be thinking of way better things other than what's bad going to happen to you. You know, don't always look at an opportunity if it has a dollar sign connected to it, because some opportunities don't come with that. Some opportunities is just your friend up the block and he's telling you an idea. That's an opportunity. When Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook, right? And Sean, I think his name is Sean Price, the guy that invented Napster. When he seen Facebook, Facebook was not like a multi-million dollar thing and da-da-da. No. What he seen was opportunity. He was not blind to the fact that one day Facebook will be billions. Will be worth billions. Billions. He had no arms because Napster just got shut down. He was being sued from everywhere, so he had nothing, but he still reached out to Mark Zuckerberg. He didn't really have no money, really didn't have anything, but he contributed. Even though he had nothing, he contributed. And now look at him. I don't know his last. I don't know if it's Sean Price, but I know it's Sean, and he works. He owns like 8% of Facebook. He believed in himself. That's the power of believing in yourself, stoners. I really hope I'm not losing y'all with this, because, see, right now I see a lot of people with a lot of talent squandering it, you know, not really trying to nurture it, not really trying to, you know what I'm saying, to their full potential, you know. And I just hope that the stoners that are listening to this, you are an all I need person. Because in 2019, stoners, there is no excuses. There is no excuse to be broke. There is no excuse to be sad. There is no excuse to be a motivated, get up and go get it person. And hell, most of the motivated, get up and go get it people don't even get up and go get it. They just get up and scream into a camera for an hour or two, make their money and go to sleep. You know how many famous people wouldn't have been nothing without YouTube and or Instagram? We can start with the godfather of it, Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy is the epitome of what I'm talking about, stoners. He is the epitome of I have faith in myself. He used to, when YouTube first came out, and all the download stream services used to be out there, like ShareBear and stuff like that, and LimeWire and all that, he used to upload his songs to that and name them like 50 Cent in the Club, Lil Wayne, I'm on Fire, you know, things like that. So when you go searching for those songs, it'll take you a while because most of the songs is you. Now, listen to how he had to have faith in himself just to do that. Now, most people be like, oh, that's easy, man. Nah, it's not. Because think about it. If you're going to look for a Lil Wayne song, right? You have a taste in your mind for Lil Wayne. You want to hear Lil Wayne. You're trying to bump Lil Wayne. But this guy keep popping up. You, in your mind, you don't even want to give him a chance because that's not what you was looking for, right? But think about this. How many people turned that song on and was like, whoa, what is this? Millions. Millions. He believed in himself so much that he already knew that his songs were way better than the people who are already established. The people who coattails he's riding, he already knew he was better than them. And he gambled on himself. He had faith in himself. And from that, you spawn your DC Young Flies, your Ha Ha Davises, your Queens Flip, Smack, all these battle things. You know, all these people who are becoming hundreds of thousandaires and millionaires, all they did was get up and go. You don't need too much, stoners. If you're listening to this podcast right now, that means you have a smartphone. You have everything you need to do whatever it is you want to do. They have people who have started companies in the smallest of spaces with the littlest, that's not even a word, but it's going to be one today, with the littlest of equipment and became gods. Became people you revere. Became people you want to buy their stuff and all that good stuff. Hell, to my ladies. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock the OnlyFans page hustle. I don't knock it. Okay? I don't knock the Instagram model hustle. I don't knock it, because they're getting up and going get it. They realize, hey, I'm sexy. And even if I'm not sexy, there's niggas out there that'll pay to see this thigh. At the end of the day, the world and the society that we live in values the valuable. So to protect yourself, your dream must be worth more than its weight in gold. In other words, saying, I understand, stoners, that you need money to survive. You know, I know it's not as easy as I may be portraying it. But at the same time, though, you don't have no gatekeepers anymore. There's nobody stopping anybody from doing anything. That's why it's so oversaturated right now. You know, and it's kind of a double-edged sword now that I said it, because I'm trying to talk to the stoners who are not motivated, who think, oh, man, I'm never going to be able to make it. I need to do this, but I can't do that. Da-da-da-da. There's always time to do something. Okay, stoners, you just got to want to do it. Plain and simple. There's 24 hours in the day. Okay, I only sleep 4 hours a day. All right? I save a couple of hours. I sleep 4 hours a day. I do 4 hours of game streaming. And in that same hour of game streaming, if need be, I will drop a podcast. Now, within 8 hours, I've already gotten two things done. Two major important things done. All right? The next 4 hours, if I'm working, that's an eight. So, if I'm working that day, that's an eight. So now, what is that? 8 hours. No. That's 12 hours right there gone. Now, 12 hours, I done streamed. I done dropped the podcast if need be. And I'm on the way to my 9 to 5. Okay? After that 12th hour, when I come home, I have kids to look after. I have a woman. Me and her have to spend time together with each other. But I'm also a battle rapper. So after I spend time with my kids, I spend time with my woman. I save at least 30 to 45 minutes at the end of each night to practice my bars and go over them. So I'm getting ready for a battle to come up later this month. The last 4 hours, I sleep and then I repeat the process. Now, a lot of people are like, man, that's not a lot of things to do, you know, because I'm doing what I love. I have fun making these podcasts. I have fun streaming on my own YouTube channel, Stoner Talk. Y'all get over there and subscribe. I have fun doing these battles. What's good for me is this podcast paid me. The streaming services that I stream to YouTube on and all that pays me. The battle raps I do, they pay me. So the motivation to get up and go get it is, I don't really need it. I never seen anybody who needs motivation to go to somebody that they love or something that they love. I don't need motivation to be there. Just tell me when to be there and I'm there. If you want to be a ballerina, be a ballerina. If you don't want to be self-taught and you want to go to the schools, guess what? We'll get you a 9 to 5. Download some of these apps. They got apps in the Play Store that literally, if you download them, literally they pay you just to be on them. They send you surveys. You answer the surveys, put in your banking account number, and they send you the money. Sometimes it'll be $50, $60, things like that. Like, there is literally no excuses. When people say, man, ain't no jobs out here. Ain't nobody hiring. This is not the age of go get a job. Now, if you want to be an employee, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with working a 9 to 5. Hell, I have a 9 to 5. I don't want to be there the rest of my life, but it is what it is. There's nothing wrong with having a 9 to 5, but in today's time, they're making it so easy for you to be your own man and or a woman that it's impossible not to take it. It's literally impossible not to take it, because it's not going to be like this forever. But the wealth is there. Your motivation should be built inside of you. You should not be blind to the fact. Just because you have nothing, that doesn't mean you can't make something. I guarantee you, if you take my advice and just get up and go, and I promise you everything will be all right. Bet on yourself. You can't lose if you bet on yourself. Will you have setbacks? Yes. But when you're betting on yourself, you don't take losses, you learn lessons. Okay? Jordan shot 1,000 shots. You think he made all of them? Even Rocky lost. But when you're betting on yourself, you don't take L's. You shoot 1,000 shots and you miss 1,000? Guess what? You just figured out 1,000 ways how not to shoot a shot. Lesson learned. Move forward. That's how champions think. That's how people with faith think. If you're a religious person, yes, have faith in the Almighty One above you. But let me ask you a question. Have you ever had faith in anybody who don't even have faith in themselves? I just wanted to let that simmer, because a lot of people say, I'll just pray to God. I have faith in God. He gonna see me through. Of course. Man who does not work does not eat. Faith without labor is dead. In other words, you can pray, God, give me this job. Please just have a job. Call me. You went and filled out applications like 4 or 5 months ago, and you're like, please let one of these jobs call me. But if you walk outside and go to a couple of these places, any place that wants to give you a uniform and a job, and right before you walk in there, all right, Lord, let's get up and get this. See, that's faith and labor. You ask God to see you through it, but you bet on yourself. I'm not just going to sit here. Now, let me get out here and see what I can do to make this move forward amicably. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to facilitate these things. Okay, stoners? So, at the end of the day, I want all of y'all to take a step back, look in the mirror, look at yourself, think about it, whatever have you. Just take a step back and look at yourself. And when you do that, I want you to say or think these words. I need to get up and go get it. There's no such thing as a perfect person. There's no such thing as a finished person. We're all working on ourselves. We're all trying to be better. We're all trying to be better than yesterday. But you can't be better than yesterday if you're doing the same things you did yesterday. Have faith in yourself. Please follow me on all my social medias, Mr. Super Duper BC. That's MrSupaDuperBC. Also, hop on over there to YouTube, man. Follow me on YouTube. That's Stoner Talk, same as the podcast. It is what it is. Also, for those out there who have Live Me, I stream on there also. Sometimes I stream myself and we talk a little bit, and sometimes I lay up there and I stream the games. It depends on how I'm feeling that day. So, and the same thing's over there at Stoner Talk. So, remember, have faith in yourself. Faith without labor is dead. Just because you're blind does not mean you can't see. Just because you have no arms does not mean you cannot reach out. Just because you have no clothes does not mean you can't put money in your pockets. Love life and let love love. Stoners unite!